Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to High School Hoops, episode 150. So today, before we jump in, I'm going to talk about kind of COVID to court and a couple other things that I think are important. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Go over and check it out. Some great things coming up. Just put some new content in. We got some great things that are going to be dropping soon. So go over and check it out. teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. And also go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention High School Hoops, mention Coach Unplugged, mention Coach Collins. They'll give you $350 off and they'll take great care of you. Can't imagine a better machine this time of year to help your team work on their craft and become better shooters. So today we're going to talk about kind of COVID to court. I think we're making that transition from a COVID world to maybe back getting back onto the courts. And I think there's a lot of really cool things that need to connect. And I'm just going to dive into kind of my theory with this year, because I know people are doing different things all over the country. Some people are playing, you know, a full summer schedule. Some people are playing a partial one. Some people played in the spring and the winter. Some people did not. We did, so just to give you a little background on us, we did not play this year. We did not have a season. So my pivot, my COVID to courts, my pivot a little bit was to not do my typical summer, June, you know, playing some leagues, playing some tournaments, blah, blah, blah. And the reasoning behind that was I had not coached any of these players. So it will be the first time in 30 plus years that next year when I walk onto the court, I will not have coached any of those kids. I will not have coached any of those kids that I'm coaching. And it's unique, even though, you know, I think we had a senior junior laden team when the world shut down. But so that's going to be unique for me. So I thought that connections were the most important thing. I thought relationship was the most important thing. I thought just, you know, not even basketball related, but to understand my players and understand what they were going through. So before we do that, though, down below, I'm putting a nugget in here for High School Hoops. Anyone hits, I'm doing a limited time lifetime membership to teachhoops.com. This won't be available for very long. So I will put the link down below where you can sign up. lifetime membership of PeachHoops.com. You won't find it on the site. You won't find it anywhere else other than that link down below. So go over and check that out. Okay. So what I was talking about is, you know, relationships and connections. You know, we got a few contact days in the spring, but, you know, this summer was really about them, about me getting to know them as people and their strengths and their weaknesses and my strengths and my weaknesses. It really wasn't about X's and O's. It wasn't about driving to Rockford on a Thursday to play in a tournament game. I thought it was more important for them to get in our gym because we have new rims on our gym. So I thought it was more important to get into our gym to get to know each other, not only me, but to get to know one another. I thought that was really important from the growth of our program and the growth of them as individuals. So it was a little bit of a pivot. It's the first time I haven't done that. And, you know, now that it's July, they're all off into, you know, Atlanta, Arizona, all those kind of places that they kind of go do their things. But in that, especially in that June stretch when school was out, I thought it was more important for them to get into the gym. It was more important for them to just run with each other and play and, you know, not necessarily about the X's and O's. So I thought that was one of the conversions I thought was really important for us as coaches, as a program. You know, we're going through that transition. So, that's the first thing. Second thing is here, and I'm going to put this in here. Hopefully people listen to the end. I am looking for, interviews for Basketball Coach Unplugged. You know, we have three other podcasts in our network. We're going to be adding to that. We're drawing in a new partner, hopefully, if we can get the contract all situated up, that we're going to be kind of having a network of different things. More to come on that. But if you know of a high school coach in your area, you know of someone that would be a good interview for Basketball Coach Unplugged, you know, we would love to have it. I will make sure Jake gets back on here on High School Hoops, but I'm always looking for those golden nuggets. You know, there's I don't know all the coaches. You know, there's 46,000 high schools, I think, something like that. I don't know all the high schools. I don't know the one down your street that's a great coach. It would be a great interview. And again, it's just about, you know, sharing their knowledge, sharing their golden nuggets. If you know of someone, email me at steve@teachhoops.com. I'll see if I can, I'll send them off. And then we'll try to get them scheduled for a Coach Unplugged podcast. So if you know of anybody out there in high school hoops, we try to really keep it relevant to what's going on in the high school game. But as far as Coach Unplugged, we're always looking for it. So just email me at steve@teachhoops.com if you know of anyone. Or yourself, if you have stuff to share and you think it would be useful for our audience, we would love to have them. You know, 7 days a week, we're always looking for those unique coaches. So anyway, have a great week. And hopefully, Jake, if you're listening, we'll try to get you back on next week. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.